Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you absolutely want to be. In the mobile studio, I'm heading to the gym this morning. So today has arrived and it's the 4-hour day trial that I'm doing this week. If you had a listen to me earlier in the week, you will have heard me talk about how today being Thursday was the day that I was going to trial working a 4-hour day. It's a challenge that my coach has sent me and it challenges me a lot, and I'll tell you a little bit about it. And so Thursday is a day where I typically work probably a 12-hour plus day, mainly because it's the first day of the week where I don't have the kids. It can be a freer day in terms of clients. And so it's head down, butt up, and I get things done. I can't do it on a Wednesday, which is the day that he suggested, because it's my busiest day of the week in terms of client-facing time, and it's too difficult to reschedule people, so many people. So Thursday, it's easier. So I've done my 4 hours. It was 5:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. It's now 9:39. And they were my client-facing times. I had a coaching call in the U.S. With my business partner and some time in the office. And what it did... So the idea is that in that 4 hours, you have very focused time. My challenge is that 4 hours has client-facing time in there as well and very limited time where I can get things done. But here's my observations for the 4 hours. I was certainly very focused. I just went to change to get ready for the gym. And like today's a cold day, like it's only 18 degrees. We're in summer, but it's only 18 degrees. And I was sweating. But under the armpits, and I'm not a big sweater, and I know that might be too much information, but I thought, gee, why was I sweating? It's because I was putting myself under a lot of pressure to get things done. And so there were things that I did in that 4 hours that possibly I wouldn't have gotten done till this afternoon because I put that pressure on myself. So that worked. And what it did mean is I left my desk. I had a heap more things that I could be doing. So I was really in the zone. And I forced myself to walk away. And so I know that I will go back when it's time for me to go back. And I will be really hungry. Hungry to get stuck in. Now, there is a bit of a footnote to today. Because I had a client that before I knew I was doing this challenge, I rescheduled a client to 4:30 p.m. tonight. It's for an hour. It's for till 5:30, and I have it's once every fortnight. I have another coaching call in the U.S., which is at 11 a.m. this morning. And I don't want to miss that because it's a coaching call. It's a coaching call on a different part of me. And so I need to make that. So I guess technically I'm not doing exactly the 4 hours because of those commitments. So it's going to work out to be 6. So perhaps I failed in that regard. I just couldn't shift those things. I could just not turn up, obviously, and cancel a client. But because I'd made that commitment previously, I'm obviously going to honor that. And so the idea is for the rest of the day that I spend that time doing things just for me. So I've jumped into the car right now. I'm having my pre-workout drink and I am going to go do a work. It starts with a workout. I'm going to go home. And I do have that call at 11 a.m. And then I've got some things to do with my daughter a little bit later. And then, I'm going to do some cooking. I'm going to do maybe a little bit of yard work. I'm going to do some reading, watch a movie. But essentially, the rest of the day is mine until, obviously, the 4:30. And Yeah, that feels pretty good, knowing that, well, you know, it's not even the weekend and I'm giving myself that time. And so we'll see. I might go out for a walk. Bottom line is I'm going to do whatever it is I want. I'm going to take a bath later. It's cold, so I'm going to do that to just give back to myself as well. And it's just a really cool idea. Now, whether it's something that I integrate into my weekly schedule is yet to be seen. But certainly from, you know, what I've done so far, yeah, it's a very focused 4 hours, that's for sure. And I was thinking about, gee, imagine if that 4 hours was just me doing, like, business things and not client-facing time, what I would get done. I think that would look even more different. And so maybe that's something that I need to then maybe look at. Okay, do I do that on a different day or do it on another day as well? So like this weekend coming up, for instance, is a day where I don't have the kids. And so normally what I would do is just thrash myself on both days. Now, I'm giving myself Sundays the day off. I've said that I'll do that for the next, I've done it for 2 weeks. I'll do it for another 10 to see how it goes. But maybe it's something I do on a Saturday and say, do you know what? I'm just going to focus for 4 hours, get this done, and then walk away. And maybe that will contribute to my lack of burnout. It's an interesting process. I will continue to give you some feedback, but so far, I think I certainly got more done in that 4 hours than I would normally do. And I set myself up for success again the night before. I said, all right, in this 4 hours, what have I got to do? All right, well, I've got 3.5 of that. Well, it's that 3 hours of client-facing time. I've got a half-hour coaching call. I've got, half an hour, 45 minutes here to do this. What am I going to do? And then with my coaching, because the coaching call's coming up at 11, I thought, all right, I have about a 15-minute segment of that, because we alternate the coaching between, it depends who's on the call, but a few of us. And so it could be a case of, I could be on first, for instance. I say for 15 minutes, I say, look, thanks very much, I've got to go. And then bang, it's just all over. If I'm on later, I have to be on there for the whole time. Then I've worked out what are those things that I can be doing during that call to, just get some extra things done so I'm not wasting my time waiting for someone else. It's all come down to the preparation for me. So I'm off to just enjoy myself now and enjoy the rest of my day. So, if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you can opt in for a free consultation right there. Let's go. Stay focused. See you tomorrow.